disruptions.
Ms. Mark?
Let us pray. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us before we fall you short, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for touching Commissioner Mills and bringing him back with us, Lord. Lord, we also ask you to be with us as we do the business of the county, that we, every decision we make, be in the betterment of the county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I need a proof of the commissioner minutes, regular meeting June 1st.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
The vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second Mr. Hatch, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officer here like to speak? No. Need a motion to go into public hearing. We've got a motion to Mr. Stevenson, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Petition by Gary and Elizabeth Evans requesting special exceptions be granted as provided in section 4.4.5 special exceptions of the Dix County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the Ag Agricultural Zone District in accordance with petition dated 5-6-2023 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel 02-09-13-39-48-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-00-
had opposed the RV and the guy that's gentleman's wanting to put in the park model. Spoke to him also. They kind of, after speaking with him, they're kind of okay with the situation. So I'm going to make a motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion from Mr. Feast to approve. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Petition by Robert Thorne and Denise STEFANACA requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5 Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zone and district in accordance with a petition dated 5/16/2023 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 36/18/5600023. 02-0-0-105
Southeast
902 Street, Old Town, Florida,
Commission
District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood.
Any opposition? No. Any opposition here? Any on the phone? Movement to approve.
Got a motion to approve, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Several phone calls, text messages, and met people, and there's a lot of opposition against this, so I'm going, that being said, I'm going to have to make a motion to deny this one.
I believe that person
is. Oh, they are here?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing personal against you, Mr. Brown?
What's that?
Nothing personal against you?
Okay. Who all
cannot tell you that.
You're not allowed to tell me who's
tell you that.
Done that.
Listen.
I think it's public record, isn't it?
Well, nobody's signed. They called.
Nope, no, they called. They tell me.
I'm sorry.
They called me on the phone and text telling me.
Okay. What are they opposed for? What's the reason behind
mostly, it? Mostly, I felt that they feel like it was going to end up being a permanent resident. What they felt like.
instead of... We are in the process of permitting a house to build a permanent residence. There is not going to be a permanent residence.
Well, they pretty much told me you've been saying that for 2 years to them.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, what you need to do, you know, I'm going to make a motion to deny this.
Okay.
Okay. And you get with them and get it fixed and try it again.
If you pull a permit for a home, you can get your RV there while you're building.
You
don't even have to go for an
inspection. Right. I got the drawing done by John Yancho last July, and I have been unable to get an engineer's seal on those plans. And as for have I been living there for 2 years, I have not been living there for 2 years. I live in Naples, Florida. It's a 5-hour drive. I have been improving the property myself, so when we come up, we do stay there. And the land development code allows you to stay there for 12 days a year.
Yes.
Without the RV permit.
Right.
So we're trying to do the right thing and get an RV permit to be able to improve the property while we wait for the engineer. So if anybody here knows an engineer that will certify my house plans, that'd be great.
Talk Mr.
Wright gave me a designer out of Mayo, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. So,
yeah. Answer the Commissioner's question. There's historically been opposition to multiple attempts to put RVs in that neighborhood. And I think part of it stems back to a really bad, ugly code enforcement case that lasted about 2.5 years. That's just the truth.
What I'm asking for fits within the neighborhood. There's 10 or 12 other RV permits in that neighborhood. Several within less than a half a mile.
Well, I'm going to have to sell. I'm going to have to stay where I'm at just because of the volume of calls that I got and the concern and from that community. So I'm going to have to make a motion to deny it.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood, to deny. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
A petition by Deborah Green requesting a special exception be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exceptions of the Dix County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with petition dated 5/22/2023, to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 36/56500008/0010, 60 South East 49th Avenue, Oklahoma, Florida,
32680,
Commission District 2, Mr.
Daniel Reed. Is there any opposition on this one?
There's no opposition.
Is there any opposition here?
I oppose it.
Okay. Tell us why.
I don't think that if mine is denied, any other one should be approved.
Okay.
It fits within the nature of my neighborhood. I don't, you know, I'm sure there's other RV permits in all these other neighborhoods, but I would oppose to every one.
Okay, gotcha. Anybody opposed on the phone? Motion to approve.
Is that a motion, Mr. Wood, to approve?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Petition by Rodney and Kimberly Hawkins requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulation to permit one recreational vehicle in the ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 5/24/2023 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 36091344000090 1430 Northeast 796th Street, Oklahoma, Florida, 32680, Mission District 1, Mr. Jerry Stevens.
You got any opposition?
I do not.
Anybody on the phone oppose it? Anybody here oppose it? Motion to approve.
Second. We got a motion to approve, Mr. Wood. Second. I mean, a motion made by Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
A petition by Thomas Parrish located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 19/13/12/2994/0002/1600 62 South East 84 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680. Request of variance for reduction in the front property line setbacks from 25 feet down to 10 feet for a 12 by 12 utility shed out of petition dated 5/16/2023, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSF, Mobile Home, subparagraph 2 of the County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission disapproved, Mr. Mark Hatch.
Any opposition?
No, sir.
Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have any of y'all heard anything on this?
No, I haven't heard the phone. Only one thing I would like to be noted here is if we do have two for this gentleman.
Yes. There are two different sheds, and one increases in on the front setback, and there's one on the side setback. That's why we separated.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I knew when I looked at it, I might give.
So originally this was.
I don't know if it was the if or and or.
Now I'm thinking that it was his property and it's not. So then he has to move it and he's got nowhere to move it because he's already bought the shed. And so it's like, just got to do it.
I didn't know if it was the either or reason. I want to make a point of asking.
Two different ones.
Motion to approve.
He's got a motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
A petition by Thomas Parrish, located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 19-13-12-29-94-00-02-1600, 62 Southeast 884 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for the reduction of the front setback 25 feet down to the east side property line reduction from 10 feet down to 3 feet for the 12 by 24 utility shed by petition dated 5/16/2023, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSF / MA subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulation in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures. Commission disapproves. Mr. Hatch.
Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
No, I got a question. Is this in Swanee or where is this?
Yes.
He's closing it all down. He got somewhere to park?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve, Mr. Right. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Right. Yes, we'll go
the, back. And the property owner that he's right up next to, they actually have a shed that crosses the property lines that they share. They're friends.
Some of these, if you wind up being having parking the right away because.
We did have an opposition, and I didn't catch his name. Was that Mr. Brown that opposed the other one?
Yeah.
Okay, did y'all get that for the record? Okay. Y'all got it on the record? The one, Mr. Brown, where he opposed the. Okay, I just want to make sure that was in the record. Motion to go back in the board.
Got a motion.
Second.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Go back to the board. Got a second from Mr. Stevenson. All in favor. Do you need to say something?
Question.
Okay.
On the variance by Mr. Parrish, the first one, motion by Mr. Hatch, but I missed the second.
Mr. Wood.
Second. Resolution 2023-49.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Aye.
Resolution
2023-51,
Robert and Denise.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Resolution 2023-53.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Resolution 2023-54,
Rodman
and Kimberly Hawkins.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Resolution
2023-55,
Tom Stokes.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
Resolution 2023-56.
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Gentlemen, before we leave this, if y'all notice on the minute, there's resolution 2023, which is our second reading on this. This is on the special act for done the resolution, and I'd like to read it by title.
No, that's what she, that's what.
The one that was skipped, y'all.
The one that was skipped.
Okay.
Which is at the top of page 3.
Yeah.
This is resolution 2023-50, a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixon County, Florida, proposes to support the efforts of local restaurant owners and Florida legislator in creating a special act permitting bona fide restaurants containing all necessary equipment and supplies for full-service course meals regularly and operating with a valid 4-COPSF license to operate under the following requirements: 2,500 square feet of total service area and a capacity of service of more of 50 or more patrons at a table, which derives no less than 51% of gross income per annum from the sale of food consumed on the premises. And gentlemen, we'll need votes and approval on this one, please.
Motion.
We got a motion from Mr. Hatch, a second from Mr. Osteen. Any discussion?
Yeah. This just passes here. It still has to pass Tallahassee. So who's sending that to Tallahassee?
My understanding, one of the restaurant owners, which now I think there's only one that's still affected.
Right.
They have an attorney that is handling it on their behalf. This is to give them the support, hopefully, that the attorney needs to move forward.
Right. Okay. But we get this in their hands? Right.
We will. Yes.
Okay.
But I will have this for you to sign, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
We'll need a vote of...
Any more discussion?
Our only other thing is I want to, some of them that wasn't here at the last meeting this brung up to know what we're doing is trying to fix something. During COVID, these restaurants was allowed to have a pouring license to serve alcohol at these restaurants. Now that COVID's over, they've come in and said, no, you can't have it because you don't have the seating capacity of 100 and square footage. But there is a division where counties like Gainesville or wherever can reduce that and send it to Tallahassee to get approval. So that's what we're trying to do because we don't, they've been running the operation this way, and that's what the guy told them to do, and they're still actually operating it right now, selling the alcohol and stuff with the food, but we're just trying to fix that. I know me and probably the rest of them don't feel like it's right. You give them something, and then you take it back away from them after they get up and going. That's where we're at with it.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. John. He's not here. Mr. John's not here. Yep.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I didn't blink. Did you get a vote on that? Okay, as long as we got it recorded.
Mr. Bailey. Who are you with?
Mr. John Lockwood.
Okay, you next.
Good evening, everybody. Just want a quick update on our projects. EOC expansion, we're moving along on that, preparing our submittal to the Swan River Water Management District. Hope to have that done here by the end of the month. We did get them some documents over the last week that they have been requesting, so got that taken care of, and moving forward with that. Got some meeting scheduled with some electrical folks and get to some meeting scheduled with structural folks as far as moving those building plans along. That's where we're at with EOC. The Old Town Fire Station, we're starting to look at the coordinating the septic design and also putting together that water management district in the middle for that retention pond design, and going to be getting a meeting scheduled with them as soon as possible to discuss that in the middle and make sure we're all seeing eye to eye on that. Last two things I got, the 95th and 97th. So with that being a CDBG application, there's a couple additional administrative things we got to do. So we're working on environmental review right now, and once that's completed and submitted and accepted, we can move forward with design. So right now, really, on the design side of things, but all we can do is survey the road. So we're working on that. And then as soon as we get the environmental review done, we'll get rocking and rolling on the design side of things. Palisades Road, we did a field review this week, and we're reviewing 30% plans. So, and then comments from the field review and
30% review, that project will pick up some speed pretty quickly. And that is all I have, unless y'all have any questions on those things, those projects. If not, I'm going to turn it over to Phil to update y'all on the library route.
I got a question. On the 97th and 96th, the lane width stayed the same on them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
They were keeping lane width and okay. Being low speed.
Right. Direction. Okay.
All right. I'm going to let Phil update y'all on the library.
Okay.
Phil does a good job of training. You're the one that cut her brake line. So I'll put that in a minute, please. The joke.
Since we were here last time, we tried to pull together some more information as far as the roof goes. We submitted some information to staff for them to start talking with the adjacent property owners. I had a conversation with Dwayne earlier this week and explained to him what type of roof we were looking at. I can go through that briefly if y'all are interested. No. But I think the most important thing that I want to share with y'all tonight is worst-case scenario, what the cost is going to be for the county, and get some direction on whether we want to pursue keeping the air conditioning units on the roof or whether we want to pursue bringing them down to the ground. If we leave them up on the roof, the cost is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $15,000. If we take them off the roof, the repair work that we'll have to do to the roof, plus some modifications to the duct system to accommodate them on the ground, you're looking at approximately twice that much, around the $30,000. Yes. So I'll give you two numbers. This is worst case. What we've been talking about is the floor shop on one side and the subway on the other side, whether or not they would participate in the roof cost. If they don't, and we just do what is on top of the library, we'll have to do some additional work to kind of isolate the new roof from the old roofs on each side of it. So that's going to increase the cost a little bit to the county. So bottom line, if we leave the air conditioners on the roof, just replace them, update the curbs, and get everything functional.
Is the air conditioners, are they causing or contributing to the leaking problem?
Yes, to some extent, because the curbs are
old wood. I think they need to go on the ground.
Let him tell us
the number. The existing curbs would have to be replaced, and the units would need to be replaced to leave them up on the roof, either way. So if we leave them on the roof, the cost to the county for just their portion of it would be $126,000.
Oh.
If we move them down, we're going to add $15,000 to that. So the cost to the county just for your portion is going to be $141,000.
But moving them down, is it actually going to save money on the long term on repairs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could. Now, you know, how long is it going to take you to recoup the $15,000 additional investment over the life of the units? I can't really give you a cost-benefit analysis on how long it would take. You know, it's not – the units aren't going to – fare any better being on the ground. It's just your accessibility to maintain them is going to improve.
What I'm referring to, I'm not referring to the actual air conditioning unit. I'm referring to the longevity of the roof itself.
Obviously, the less penetrations we have in a roof, the better off we are. So, yes. No doubt about that. I mean, I would prefer to have no holes in the roof as opposed to, you know, one penetration. So obviously, we cut down our opportunities for leaks every time we eliminate a penetration.
Didn't y'all already talk to the subway? Somebody talked to the owner of Subway, and they said they were not interested. They were not going.
Yeah, that's been the preliminary discussions that we had shared with us. Now I understand the florist, the flower shop may be interested. And I can tell you the breakdowns. The subway is roughly $83,000, and the flower shop is about $67,000 for their portion.
Is any air conditioning units up there on them too?
Yes, the subway does have an air conditioning unit on their part. The flower shop does not. They've already had theirs on the ground.
Okay.
And the reason, because I feel like if one of them does it, the Pearl Shop probably will.
Right.
But I don't think Subway will. Yeah. So I like them on the ground myself. I mean, if somebody's going to steal them, they don't get hurt
yeah.
bad. They're already on the ground.
Now, one thing, and I don't know who's going to have it, and we'll be glad to participate any way y'all want us to, but I think really somebody needs to initiate the conversation with the Subway guy from the county and not us directly. Now, like I say, we'll be glad to participate.
Can y'all handle that, Paul?
But one
I think what we need to do, Mark, is going to put a cut off valve on his sewer pipe, going to that septic system that we keep fixing that they don't pay nothing on, and just cut it off.
That's my next move. Because I agree with you on that one.
I think the Subway guy is under a little bit of a misconception based on some feedback that we got. He thinks he got a new roof a few years ago. But really, all he got somebody to go up there and do is put down some cool seal and cover it up and make it look pretty. He doesn't have a new roof.
I don't think Paul's gun with whatever they need to let them have the conversation. But I think just put them on the ground, honestly, would be
okay.
Our best bet.
Okay. Well, we'll move
and
in that
touch
direction.
Touch bases with the flower shop also and give them numbers.
Like I say, these are the numbers that we shared with Dwayne and
okay.
staff, so they have that information. So we'll move in that direction of putting them on the ground.
If they choose not to go, both the other two in the building choose not to do it, it's not going to affect what we're going to do. We can isolate them. It'll cost a little bit more money to isolate them all.
The only disadvantage to the county is going to be that the roof manufacturer, not the installer, but the roof manufacturer probably will not give you a full warranty because of the piecemeal, if you will, for lack of a better description, that we'll have to do. We'll have to try to isolate our roof from their roofs as much as we can, but they're generally not going to provide that warranty in a situation like that unless you're willing to pay a premium.
Well, then just make sure we go about 2 foot on their side where we join it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once we put the if they decide not to do anything and we put the roof up there, that's still a chance of ours leaking.
That's right. That's right. That's why the roof manufacturers probably will not provide us with the full warranty.
The other two people need to put a roof on there because
you can't make them do that.
I know.
Worst case scenario, we talk to them and see what they do.
But if they don't do it, they're probably the roof is going to leak.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it's going to leak because they have a flat roof.
Yeah. So we'll move forward in that direction if that's the way the board wants to go. The only other thing I will share, mainly for Commissioner Stevenson, Anderson started paving the final course today. I don't know how much they got because of the weather done. I hadn't had a chance to talk to my inspectors today. But the plan was to pave today and tomorrow. I'm not so sure that they're going to make much progress with the weather.
Only question I got on that, we're having to come back in, do those bridges, we can wind those out. Can we hand dig those out as far as we can to the rails and let them float that asphalt right out to the guardrail?
If I remember correctly from the plans, there will be new guardrail there. So they will remove that guardrail and they will be going back out with the miscellaneous asphalt under the guardrail.
Okay.
But there was a detail in the plans on how we would handle that. And one thing we did do, Mr. Jarabi's plan said for us to stop a certain distance away from the bridge, not to carry all the way to the bridge, but in discussions with the county and the contractor, we did decide to carry it all the way up to the bridge. So, taking care of that. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Locklear.
Good evening. My name is Joshua Green. Of course, I'm representing Mr. Locklear. We don't have any updates at this time, unless there's any questions that I can answer for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Cindy's not here. Mr. Freeman?
I've got the paperwork over to our county attorney with all the properties we have judgments on that are not homesteaded. Ones that you can actually try to pursue to get. They all of them have plenty of money on them. I'm sure we're going to probably end up with most of those properties. There's one that has two mobile homes we'll probably have to go in there and clean up, and a boat. There's another one with two houses on those. So they could be worse off if we go in there and clean them up like we get. There's another one I get a letter on. It's a...
I see you set up the code violation, so you're non-discriminative. I give you that.
Well, that whole street has about four illegal RVs on it, and it's building up to a nice little campsite. That probably happens to be situated right in the middle of it, so we need to get it cleaned up, too, because they're running power and junk to the property.
Is that one then we can put up for...
It is. We just got to clean it up.
And so, the other thing, Mr. Field did get a hold of us today. He is looking for someone to go in there and tear all that trailer down and clean the property up.
Good.
And that's all I got, unless you've got anything for me.
You're doing a good job. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yes.
Ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What about the craft that did, Gina?
As soon as our new rules are done, I'm going to start it all back to square one and start it all over again.
December 31st, there's some new rules and regulations coming out of I-5. A few
few of them are in our county, like condos. They're going to get re-inspected, and that became a law that passed. And then there's some new flood insurance requirements coming down the pipeline that's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be real important for people to pay attention to the flood insurance, because more regulation as time goes on. It's inevitable. And you're starting to see it now. Some of the policyholders that weren't required to have them before are now going to be mandated to have them. It's going to be interesting. And we get asked all the time, like, why is this a rule or why is that a rule? And I try to explain it. You're asking the wrong question. You need to be asking who wrote that rule. Because half the rules are written by insurance companies.
They want you to pay the bill, but they don't want to pay out the claim.
Yeah, when you figure out who writes the code, then you'll understand it better. And the insurance companies write the code. We changed our wind speed maps. We're still going to be in 130 mile an hour wind zone.
The whole county?
The whole county.
Yeah, as it's always been.
It's been that way for years. We come in December, we'll have to update our ordinances for the building department, which I've already spoken of legal. We're going to work on that. The land development code book, kind of paused on that for a second because we was going to host training for the citizen panel board, but I think the training would be better if they actually had a copy of the book to go along with it instead of doing generic training and then getting the book and trying to go back over it. So we're trying to get through the rough draft, and then we'll bring it back for you, and we'll have Shana do that long, lengthy reading on that.
No, I had one I picked. He's asking what's going on. They go out and had a meeting, or
no, we haven't had no meetings. We're trying to get through the rough draft because at the same time we do the adoption on that, we want to do the proper maintenance code adoption on it, and that'll seal our guaranteed win on anything in the future.
Good deal. Yeah.
Other than that, it's doing good.
Permit still where they was at, or they. Trickling down or leveling off? Or?
I've done a graph. We're close. I sent it, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
I already used it.
Yep. And so it's, we're almost exactly where we was 2 years ago as far as issuing permits. But last year was a record year. We might hit the same numbers that we hit last year. I'm not sure yet. We'll know closer as we get to October, but it's still been one of the highest permitting years that we've had. Any other questions?
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit on the condo thing? It was actually in the news. What was it, 97 people killed, 98
people killed? It was
a certified collapse. I'm sure everybody remembers that.
And, 100 people lost their lives on a building that's supposed to be safe. And the bad, sad part about that is it had been reported that there's, structural damage to this building. And, it's sad to say that it wasn't a requirement to go in there and mandate this. Nobody wants to sell, the whole condo, hey, shut down, get out. But that's what should have happened. And hindsight's always 20/20. And so now we've got regulation in place that allows for more inspections and help keep people safe. Because at the end of the day, that's the intent of the code, safe, secure, and sanitary. And that was it. Huge loss right there, right? And we got condos in all three of our coastal communities, and they're all beyond the age of having to get inspections done. Yeah. So we've already taken the steps to go ahead and digitize the plans that we had at the office. I know it's happened, but be readily available.
Y'all do the inspections out of your office, or does a secondary party does it?
Condo association will hire the third party inspection. I'm sure as soon as they get hired on, they'll request the permit documents from the previous construction drawings.
Okay. That's all I have.
I appreciate you. You're doing a great job there.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
I'm here, so I'll explain. I only have one thing for everybody. Back in the beginning of the year, Ms. Lisa and
Jason Matt wrote a grant for some new ventilators to the state. We were awarded that grant for $66,000. Usually it's a match 75-25 or a 90-10, but there was so few grants written that the state has opted to make it a 100% grant, so there is no match on the matching grant for us. That's all I have for y'all. Don't have anything for me or our guys?
You motion to accept that?
We already did. Y'all already accepted it. Everything. I was just bringing to you that we were awarded. When we get the contract for the grant, I'll bring it to the chairman to have him sign. But it's already been done that way.
Good deal.
Mr. Scott's he's not here, is he? Are you got anything from Mr. Scott?
No.
Okay. Miss Gail's not.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, ma'am.
He's done a wonderful job with the new phone system.
Oh, yes.
Yep. It's working really great. He's worked hard at it, so he's done a great job.
Yep. Can I add on to that? just that alone, we have saved and cut $50,000.
Yes,
I just got that report this past week. That just in phone system alone, we've saved $50,000 a year.
Deal.
I did have a question. It slipped me. Did y'all find out what the deal was with the ambulance that I helped get off the road?
Don't have any ambulance, sir. I don't know which one you're talking about.
The one from First District yesterday was headed to a call, broke down in the highway, shut off. I helped push it out of the road, just sat there a while. I finally got it to crank back up, and they went back to the station with it.
Probably with the regen.
It's probably the regen on the DEF side of it. I know that they, Phil Phillips got a new truck in the bay right now. Working on. They switch them out, so I don't know which one he's working on.
So. Okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
Miss Gail, she's not here. Miss Holly, she's not here. Miss Angie? Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Dwayne, but he's not here, so it's Mr. Paul.
Mr. Dwayne is out this evening with his
umbrella.
baseball on with the committee. So if you return to your manager's report, it is kind of lengthy this evening, and there's some a lot of reading to do, so just please allow me to finish the reading before we move into the motions. First action item tonight is to request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2023-58 for fire protection services of the special assessment for fiscal year 2024. And just to be clear, it's not any rate increase, it's just the annual approval that we have to do on the rate resolution.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye. Number two was to request board approval to execute the preliminary rate resolution 2023-59 for solid waste and disposal services as a special assessment for the year 2024. And it's the same scenario, no increase, just to maintain the resolution for the solid waste.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Number three, we request board approval to execute addendum two of the farm lease at Cross City Airport and the former landfill. It's amending the acreage only. It's just taking out the acreage on the farm lease with Rock and K Cattle Company for the old landfill of Spencer.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Uh-huh.
Number four, request board approval to execute the SHIP rehab reimbursement for Gladys Davis in the amount of $22,597.60.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Number five, request board approval to execute the SHIP release of liens for Sarah Smith in the amount of $19,931.60. A check has been received, and it has been sent to finance for processing.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor.
Gentlemen, just so y'all know, on that one, I had it on my list also to let y'all know. This was the foreclosure that I had talked to y'all about that actually we had the lien on. So we were successful in getting that money returned to the county.
Good deal.
So that
Good deal.
Just FYI on where that money goes.
Just so everybody's clear, that money goes back to the SHIP program.
Yes, it does.
Moving on to number six. Request board approval to execute the work order 23-15 for Castro and Associates LLC for the design of two taxi lanes and stormwater management facility to support an FDOT-funded key hangar building at Cross City Airport in the amount of $95,000. The amount of $85,000 is covered by FAA 3-12-0015-019-2023 to construct taxi lanes for key hangars. This is design only grant. $10,000 is covered by CDGA FDOT 43103-3-94-23. That's for design and construction of taxi lanes to key hangars.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number seven is to request board approval to execute the Lockmere and Associates task order for design and engineering flood and stormwater mitigation services on the Old Town Residential Canal System for the LPA 0279 DCFSM project grant in the amount of $65,000.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number eight is to request board approval to execute Locklear and Associates task order for design and engineering flood and stormwater mitigation services on Northwest Highway 358, known as Old 19, for the canal system cleanout for the LPA 0279 DCFSM project grant in the amount of
$65,000.
Motion. Second. We've got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number nine, request for approval to execute the completion letter for the LPA 0279 DCFSM Old Town Residential Canal System Phase 1 23-001 contract between Dixie County and Right-of-Way Contracting LLC, and this is based off of Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 10 is to request board approval to execute the completion letter for the LPA 0279 DCFSM Twin Lakes Canal System Phase 1 23-002 contract between Dixie County and Right-of-Way Contracting LLC based off of Stormwater Task Force.
Motion. We've got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, request for approval to execute the completion letter for the LPA 0279 DCFSM Northwest Highway 358-019 ditch cleanout. Phase 1, 23-003 contract between Dixie County and Right-of-Way Contracting LLC based off of Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Got a motion. Second, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 12 is to request board approval to execute the change order number 1 for the DEP 22-FRP-81 Dixie County Airport and Prison Flood Abatement. And it's to move $100,000 of local match from the construction portion to the design and permitting portion of that grant.
Motion. The motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 13 is to request board approval to execute the notice of award to Anderson Columbia for Northeast 272 Avenue from Northeast 592nd to State Road, to Northeast State Road 349. That's known as Willow Hole locally, and it's for the signage and pavement markings on Willow Hole, and it's in the amount of $364,217.46.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 14 is to request board approval for a gold day for county employees on July 3rd, 2023. There have been no long-term workers' comp claims for this period of January 1, 2023 to present.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 15 is to request board approval to accept the highest bidder, H&O Salvage LLC, Todd Herring, at $6.50 per 100 pounds for scrap metal pickup at the Dixie County roll-off sites and transfer stations. We went through the advertisement and accepting of sealed bids, and that's the recommendation.
Motion.
We got a motion. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. Any discussion?
Yes. I would like to go with Mr. Mills in that second bid there, just on the count of what all he's done the whole 8 years he's been here. Most of the money he's made, he's getting back to our citizens, and he's bought equipment for garbage cans. I know, what, a year, year and a half ago, $25,000 of his own money. I'd like to award that to Mr. Mills.
What was Mr. Mills' bid?
I don't know.
$5.35. All you need is voted. See how you do. So Mr. Mills' bid was $5.10 per 100.
I got a question.
That kind of sounds like be showing favoritism or something. I don't know legally how that could. You can't say that you're giving somebody a bid on something what they've done in the past or done for you or something like that. That just doesn't.
He hasn't done anything for me. He's
well, I mean, you just say that he donated.
He's
done I mean,
his money.
Anyway, I think that's something the lawyer should step into on that.
Hang on. I'm gonna ask a question. Main problem is the citizens want this metal cleaned up. These guys want the metal cleaned up. We've had a problem. I've sat in here and heard two or three people say, well, I'll get a special machine and I'll cube it and I'll leave it on the site till the metal price goes up. Well, it's still sitting on our site. I want it gone. I don't care where you put it.
Contract.
I want it gone. I talked to Dwayne. I've been up and down on this all day long and about getting paid on it. And I asked questions on how are we going to get this weighed out and all that. So he answered all that. And he's going to make a bill every month, send to whoever gets it. We want to be paid. Now, I know you may have to sit there and let it sit until the price goes up, but I want it cleaned up. If it sits on your property till the price goes up, that's on you, but we need the county needs its money. So at this time, I know Mr. Todd is the highest, so would you like to come up and speak, Mr. Todd?
I've been stonewalled about getting the bid out. And the people I buy from, the same people that doesn't see a sell to, or Mac or Goob would sell to. And the man told me that the price wasn't going to drop, and I bid a little bit higher than I should have because of that reason. They said the price was either going to stay the same or either go up. And I bid it to $6.50 at 100, which was probably about 1 cent from where I needed to be. That means how it went down. But Mr. Doesn't see it. I don't see why he won't begrudge me. I don't even see why he bid it on me. He got Mac and Goose under his wing. I don't.
Hang on. You'll get a chance, Mr. Dixon. You'll get a chance. You can sit. All right.
Not.
You talking to us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you finished or?
I'm finished. I won't do what y'all want to do.
Okay.
Are you satisfied with the bid?
Yes, sir. I'm satisfied.
And you can. Are you going to guarantee the board that you're going to get the metal up at a timely manner?
Yes, sir.
And paid for it every month.
Every month. And I got that cougar you're talking about.
Yeah. But reason why, this, get back to that.
You have the, you normally when I go on stuff like, you got to have special insurance and all that stuff to go on these properties.
Yes,
you have all the property.
Yeah, I'm in the extension.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I may,
and y'all should have it on file.
So, depending who the board decides to accept the bid on, there will be a time where the manager's office sits down with the winner, or whoever y'all choose to accept, and the attorney for us to work out the
details
of
the contract.
Right. There will be things that are discussed and put into the contract.
Okay.
Based off of your wish.
Okay, and that can be terminated at any time.
The main thing I want in there is there's got to be a time frame that's got to be gone.
And if it ain't, then the contract is not enforced.
Yep. Are you done, Mr. Todd? Okay. Mr. WC?
First of all, I want to respond to Todd's accusation that I got these boys on the wing. So, just to give you a little history, Max Daddy was my very best friend for 53 years. Okay? After his brother died, his sister-in-law practically took everything he worked for all his life. I'm the one that bought him that junkyard out there. He paid me every penny back. After he died, she decided to sell the other one. I bought it for Matt. He paid me every penny back. So if that's considered under your wing, when you're the one dishing out the money, you need to rethink that, Todd. I'm helping these boys because of people like you.
Mr. WC, talk to us. I made him talk to us. You talk, okay.
I seen what Todd done after Mike died. Done everything in his power to take that junk away from them boys. He's been working on it ever since. Okay?
Mr. Todd.
I bid on it because I would rather see it and I would rather work and do it myself than to see you take it from them boys. And they won't even have it, but you won't either. That's my bid on it. And your $6.50, ain't there one of y'all that ain't smart enough to know. If y'all don't know, y'all call the scrapyard. Talk to Brian. Scrap Brian or the president can't tell you that the price ain't going down because it's going up and down by that stock market. And when it goes down and Todd's got to pay you $6.50 when he's getting $8 maybe, then y'all see what'll happen. I give a bid that I can pay if I have to haul it to my house and pile it up till the price gets right.
Mr. WC.
Because I worked my ass off all my life, and I ain't never, ever done nobody wrong. So, I'm just being honest. Me and him were friends for years and years. But after all this, what he's done to them boys, we ain't never
going to
be friends again.
Mr. Todd, it's you was done. It's WC's turn.
And all I'm saying is,
I want to ask a question.
Y'all know what my bid is?
I want to ask a question. This is going to be you. This ain't going to be the boys.
This is going to be me.
Exactly.
I did it for years before any of them did it.
Yeah, and kept it cleaned
up. Right by myself.
And kept it cleaned up, from my understanding. That's what the citizens want. They want it cleaned up now.
Any of y'all know for years how many times I took my equipment on my low boy to every one of these sites and pushed them up because nobody couldn't get to him and the county couldn't do it. You know, he's not trying to repay me nothing I ever done for him. Because all I ever done for him is took whatever he brought and gave me to every time. He's telling him to quit bringing it. But anyway.
How I'm going to ask you one more question, and then I'm going to ask
Well, I know it cost me because I took my equipment, pushed it up, and it cost me some tires.
And I ain't asking for nothing for that. I'm asking y'all to think about the price. Because there's going to come a time me, Todd, or nobody in this county can pay $650 for that metal.
Quick question, and I'm going to ask Todd the same question. How fast can you get it cleaned up if you get after this contract is signed?
I ain't never seen one of them dumps that I couldn't make it look like your living room floor in 2 days.
So you saying in about 2 weeks you could have all eight cleaned?
Every one of them.
Mr. Todd, I'm gonna ask you the same question. How if you got the bid? After the contract is signed, how long would it take you to have them all cleaned up?
I'm going to stay alive, so I'm not going to do them in 2 weeks. It would take me about a month, 6 weeks, this is long to do them. Get them all cleaned up, right. He's going to be laying somewhere in the corner dead.
I'm 65 years old. When I die, they can give it to you. If they give it to me first.
All right. Are you through? Okay. All right. Are you through?
Hey, if the board chooses to give it to him, charge him
$6.50. I ain't paying $6.50. Because it can't be done. You can't make a dollar paying that much money. What's going to happen in a month or two, he's going to be back down here telling y'all he can't pay it.
Might be a breach contract. We'd be rehashing.
I've been doing it a lot longer than Todd has.
Okay.
If that's tomorrow, it'll be tomorrow.
Todd, this is your warning. I don't hear nothing out of neither one of you. There you go. If I hit this hammer, whoever says the word, take them out. All right, Mr. Stevenson.
I was going to ask WC if we chose to go with Todd and he breaches contract, would you be willing to pick it up?
No. Absolutely not. Not one damn loop. You, my friend. Y'all do what y'all got to do. And y'all do what we got to do.
I want it cleaned up. The citizens want it cleaned up. We got a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion?
Well, we put it out there for bid, and that's what we got.
Just a question, Mr. Chairman. Motion by...
We got a motion by Mr. Hatch.
And I second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson.
To go with I better.
And we're in this discussion right now. All in favor. I know I done got one that's opposed it.
Opposed.
So it's left in my shoes, which I figured that. I've been praying about it all day because I figured this is what was going to happen. I love both of these men. I work with both these men. Both these men have sent me work. But I've got to listen to the citizens. I want it cleaned up. Fast. We've been bouncing this, kicking this can down the road for 2-3 years. I've heard this man here for three years. Want it cleaned up. I've heard this man, I want it cleaned up. I don't have a site in District 4. I share one with Mr. I try to go around and help all y'all and look at it. I know they're getting a lot more calls than I'm getting. I want it cleaned up as fast as it can be. So I'm going to go with WC just for that, to get it picked up.
Okay. You got to vote this motion.
All right.
Then you got to do another motion.
Well, then, this motion dies. Lack of...
Oppose.
I oppose it. Now, I need a new motion.
Motion for WC.
Second.
I got a motion for WC.
Now you got a discussion.
Got a second, Mr. Wood. Now we're in the discussion.
I'm going to tell you this. We advertised for the highest bidder. I went against a very, very good friend of mine the other day. Hated it, but we sitting here in these places, we need to, whatever the bid is, that's the bid. And it's nothing against WC, nothing against Todd, nothing against the other one. But at the end of the day, we advertise for the highest bid. So that's all I'm going to say. I ain't kicking nobody, but we advertised for the highest bidder, and that was the highest bidder.
Any more discussion?
I thought it worked. I mean, if they can't do it, then you turn around and rebid it. They default when you draw the contract.
That's well, we've all
right. Okay. But
end of the day, it's board decision.
We got a motion. Any more discussion?
Nope.
We got a motion and a second. All right, hang on. Mr. Todd, you had your hand up first.
Who comes in third place, sir?
Y'all's personal issues have nothing to do with us up here right now. We're making the decision for the citizens of this county on what's going to be the best for them. And I don't want to hear about y'all's personal past and all that. It has no relevance on what we're deciding. And we just need to move on from that. So we got to make a decision what's best for the people of this county. And that's what we're trying to do. But y'all's issues, y'all have to work that out somewhere else.
You just think for a bit more reason.
I sat on that board 8 years, and every time it ain't been about time spent. It's always been about what you guys thought was best. Everybody's going to ask for the high bid, but that's up to y'all whether y'all take the high bid or not. There ain't no law that says y'all have to. Remember, I know something about this, too. And I bid on it for the main reason is just what I said it was. But the second reason is I love Dixie County, and I'll clean the shit up, and it'll stay cleaned up.
I just want to say one thing, WC, and I ain't got no ill will with nobody here. I just know that all of y'all have cleaned up them sites.
Yeah.
Todd's cleaned them up. You've cleaned them up. Mike's cleaned them up. They've all cleaned up them sites. So, I mean, when they was asked, but y'all have all worked in there.
Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir. Any more discussion?
But I ain't going to be second fiddle.
I got one. Yep, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My crew is going out to clean up Metals Grove from one end of the county to the other up every Monday morning. It's a headache. It needs to be cleaned up and cleaned up quick.
Quickly, exactly.
And I like both of them. I like Todd and I like WC. But they cut the fence, they go in there, they throw and strain. Eventually, it's going to be a law thing.
Exactly.
On y'all.
Exactly.
And it's coming, and we need to get it cleaned up. Fast. It really needs to be cleaned up. You know, it's every morning we deal with it. Somebody's calling. Hey, they come in here over the weekend, they cut fence, they strove metal from one end up to the other. That's what we deal with.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
All right. Mr. Todd, one more question.
Yes, sir. I'm telling a lie, too. I can clean them up in 2 weeks.
Because
he can't clean them up in 2 weeks. He can't
get
them up. He can't move
the equipment out of there. I don't think he said once the whole of them in 2 weeks.
Two
weeks. I think
he's
talking about one side, I believe.
No, sir. He said he's
clean. I said 2 weeks. I clean every damn one of them.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay. Hey, that's it.
End of discussion. We got a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
All in favor?
Any opposed?
I do.
I think we should have went with the highest bidder. That's just me, I oppose.
And that's the only reason I oppose. It's nothing personal. The highest bidder should have won the bid.
Okay. I want it cleaned up the quickest. I'm just like Mr. Johnson. I want it the quickest. So, let's move on. Yes.
Okay,
we're moving on, Mr. Todd. You can speak in just a minute.
Mr. Chairman, we'll move into informational items. Since the board has approved the goal day for July the 3rd, county offices will be closed on July the 3rd and July the 4th. Information number two is just a reminder of the VAC conference that will be coming up June 27th and 30th in Orlando for all the commissioners. You have been given your folder that includes all of your registration and agenda information, so make sure that you take those with you this evening. And also, number three information item is JMT Consulting Group has scheduled the board meeting room for July the 12th. From 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, this group is actually contracted by the state to hold a meeting here open to the public to seek information about historical buildings and landmarks here in Meade County to produce some type of study and information about our historical buildings.
And so we might get some grants to help?
All I know about it, sir, is they just called requesting a meeting place to be able to solicit information from the public.
Okay.
Get some more information on that. Was that Old Town
School
Historical Museum down there? That would be a good building if they
yes.
need money to be
they,
involved.
They did say that they will be contacting the Historical Society to try to
good.
Get some information from them also. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
That's July 12th.
July 12th from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock right here, sir.
Send us a reminder on that, please.
Miss Watson.
Yes, sir. Got just a couple things. One I shared with you a little earlier. I was real pleased that that worked out positively. I have a warranty deed here from. I'll put the deed on because I can't see anymore. From the city of Cross City. For the city of Cross City. This is on the jail side of the hill. They did get the survey. We've got the deed here for you to sign, which we will gift them that section so we can move forward with the sale and everything as we have.
That's the east side, right?
I believe that is it, yes. But I checked it on the, I don't have it right in front of me, but yes, I did check, make sure it was the right side at the time.
Okay.
But I've looked at a few east and west since then.
All right, motion.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
And I believe that's all I've got. We did go over the lease on the Rocking Cay. The deed and all is prepared for the old jail or the old landfill also. I anticipate that will come for y'all after the first, because the new owner wants to at least be able to go on the property before everything's finished, and he does have 15 days or 45 days from the time of the bid to pay us and take ownership.
Okay.
He has asked to do that, so I did hold the deed back on
that. Okay. Is that it?
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Ms. Hickenbottom?
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioner Adams. Mr. Woods.
just so I want to say it's a good job, Tim, with getting that inspection completed. I appreciate it. And that's about all I got right now.
Mr. Hatch?
No, I'm good. Just y'all don't forget your packets on the meeting.
Yeah. Listen.
That's it.
Yeah, don't forget them now. You get down there. You're going to have to turn around.
What's up?
When you get down there to Orlando.
Take your folder with you.
Take your folder with you.
Tonight.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes. Yes, Mark, how's the pickleball going?
We got two more courts left to do, and we're trying to get them done before July 1st, weather permitting.
Well, but, I'm all practiced up, because when they get down there, I want mine perfect.
No, they're doing a really good job down there, really and truly.
It
looks really good.
Started on mine.
Yeah, but I'm hoping to be done by July 1st is what we're shooting for. Also, the welcome to Swanee sign, hopefully it'll be done also by July 1st. We got letters in. David Ellison's working on that. So it's going really good, but the courts turned out good. They've done a really, really good job on them. A lot of compliments.
Well, I was hoping Mr. Johnny Knight was going to be here tonight. You notice that they had the fields and all graded down there and seeded, and some individual went down there and spun some donuts on them. But Hutch has assured me that Monday he'll be starting with the fence to keep those plows off the field. I mean, those people spend about $10,000.
In a lot of time.
A lot of time. We need to get it sealed off. But I understand Mr. John Mack might have seen the vehicle that done it, and maybe we can get somebody across to do it. Because it's all for the kids. It just irritates the you-know-what out of me. We're trying to do things for kids down there, and you got these clowns standing stuff up. I can't stand it. But anyway, Hutch is going to take care of the fence, and maybe we can keep them off the property. But anyway. Well, that's all I have.
Mr. Stevenson?
I really ain't got nothing. I mean, they're doing well on the road project down there, and I'm going to be trying to do some changes at the Garnto Springs Park. I'm going to try to create a couple more sites for campers, and I want to get them numbered and get them where they can reserve them and get a list. So someone that's having a vacation coming up ain't got to stand out there and wonder if they got to sit there and wait if there's a spot available or not. They can go ahead and reserve it, and we can be more accountable and want that, and also wanting to move the tents on the other side of the road over there where the dumpsters are now and put the primitive camping over there and try to just reorganize that up there a little bit more and make it more streamlined and more efficient for the citizens to be able to use it. And that's all I got. I'm sorry, but anybody questions about the Log Landing Road? Being so rough, we are going to go back in there and rip that back up and relay it. They didn't have a roller when they rolled it when we did it last time. It's like a rub board that milling from one end to the other. Right. They're constantly calling, but if anyone's listening on the phone or anybody's here in reserve of that, we are going to go back in and redo that with a roller and try to get it smoothed out. So,
good deal.
That's it.
All right. Overall, we had a good meeting. But we're going to get wet in just a minute. So when we needed it, we was dry. Just be safe out there through this storm. So now it's the public's turn. Come on. Got 3 minutes.
I don't need 3 minutes either. I just want to wish all y'all good luck on getting up, picked up in 2 weeks. Under Mr. W.C. Mills there, you won't have to do it. 9 dumps, 2 weeks. They 2 days did it, each one at a minimum usually. Don't do math.
If I ain't, I'll give it to him.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to say? Come on, Miss Barbara.
I got a question. That restaurant, don't
hurt, Mark.
I was confused.
There's only one involved now.
I got a phone call to the house by him. Now, I shouldn't even be up here.
Go ahead, Ms. Barbara.
I was just wondering, why is there now only one, and what's the point?
The other, to my understanding, I haven't talked to him personally, but my understanding, he did some research, and it was a liquor license that was not being utilized in the county, and he contacted those people, and he purchased that license.
Which one?
$20
Okay,
$20
okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
ma'am. Now, this will also, like I say,
this will open the door also for any other small, quote, type businesses that meet that requirement.
Now, $20 then going to be okay. It doesn't have to think about what happens in Tallahassee.
Exactly. That's it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Ms. Barbara? Chapis Road and the Willow Hole Road is getting striped and new signs. You've been waiting on that for 2 years, ain't you?
No.
And the shoulders, too.
No, it's longer than 2 years.
Yeah, and shoulders.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, Chapis Road, I think, is going to have to be rebid with some alternate bids, but 272, which is Willow Hole, is what y'all issued the notice of award.
Okay. So Chapis, Chapis.
That's the bigger one because that's going to have the shoulders.
Yes. But we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
But it's been longer than you.
Yeah, yeah.
Way
longer. Anybody else?
Motion to adjourn.
We got a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson and one and Osteen with two.
I'm going on this. Rings and get my hours and get certification.
Are you in my district?